Now, Hollywood writers have been on strike for the last 2 months, and things maybe they're very soon going to escalate, with actors now looking like they'd be joining the ranks. Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie is here to explain more. What's happening, Brian? What's going on?
Right, so essentially SAG-AFTRA, which is the actors' union, a few weeks back they held a ballot. It went through at 97.91% in favour of strike action.
Okay.
They had been negotiating with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. That's basically like the union for the studios, if you know that sort of mm-hmm. body that they would negotiate with. They've been negotiating with them since then. Yesterday, American federal mediators were sent in to try to do a last-ditch kind of round of negotiations. That fell through. So in the next hour or two, what's going to happen is the National Board of the Actors Union is going to announce that they're formally going on strike, and then actors will be out on picket lines tomorrow. So that means production on any TV show, any film, anything happening in the US is now going to stop immediately.
Whoa.
Yeah. That is going to have... This is the first time this has happened since 1960, where the writers went on strike and the actors went on strike. The last time the actors went on strike was in 1980, but this is the first time that both of them have gone on strike since 1960. And funnily enough, that time in the 1960... the reason they went on strike was because they were striking over residuals from films that were being shown on TV, because they weren't getting paid residuals off the back of that.
And do they get them now?
They get them now.
So
yeah,
they got them.
They struck and they
works,
won.
Works,
yeah,
works,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
oh no, this is the thing. People think, like, there was an article in Deadline yesterday that was saying that it was from like an unnamed studio executive, and he was basically saying that, like, you know, we're gonna keep holding out, we're gonna break the WGA, because what we want is them, for them to be so broke that they'll come back to the negotiating table and they'll be desperate to negotiate with us. They're already broke. That's why they're striking, because they have no money, because they're not being paid properly. That's why they're striking. So this kind of strategy of, oh, we'll hold them out, we'll make sure that they'll have to want to negotiate, they'll start losing their houses. They're already at that stage. That's why they're striking. So,
but it needs big name actors to get on board. You know, because let's be honest, nobody really cares about writers, unfortunately.
Nope.
But if the likes of Colin Farrell and certain people or certain actors join their ranks, it will make a huge difference to the news of it and shine a light on it. So what are the actors? Who are the actors that have stood up?
Everyone. I mean, there was a bit. Yeah, there was a letter sent around last week, and there was names like Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Mark Ruffalo, Charlize Theron, Joaquin Phoenix, Jamie Lee Curtis, Pedro Pascal. People, names you would know and names you wouldn't, have all basically said that the union should take a hard line on this, because much like the writers, they see this as an existential threat. It's that big for them. Like, I mean, AI is now going to determine the entertainment industry for the next 50, maybe even 100 years, if there even is going to be an industry by that time. And, you know, like, I mean, already, it's already happened where actors have had their kind of their performance, if you like, kind of altered through the use of CGI and AI. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a film a couple of years back, it was a Star Wars film, Rogue One, and there was a character in it called Tarkin, and the actor that played him, Peter Cushing, has been dead about 40 years, I think 30, 40 years. But they used CGI to replace another actor's face with this guy who's been dead 40 years. And, you know, in that instance, Peter Cushing's estate, if you like, were said, yep, that's absolutely fine, we're okay with this and we're totally okay with it. But it has the potential for some unscrupulous studio producer to say, okay, well, we're just going to take, I don't know, Audrey Hepburn or Gregory Peck or anybody you can name and just...
Because it's unregulated. So,
completely unregulated.
So what they wanted regulated.
Yeah.
And they wanted documented and signed and to protect
exactly. Basically,
themselves.
What the actors were basically, one of their kind of demands is that they want to basically be either compensated fairly if their likeness is going to be used in artificial intelligence, or that it not be used entirely if they say no. Now,
okay.
to me, and I think to anybody, any reasonable person listening to that, they would say, that seems pretty okay. Mm. Like, you're basically saying, hey, don't use my face unless you're either, I've agreed to it and you're paying me for it, or I've said no. I mean, in the same way that, like...
I was just thinking there, surely actors would have more control, because if they get their contract before they start a gig, they can make sure their agent or their solicitor or whatever would put into that contract, my face is not to be used, you know, if I've deceased or whatever. But so, because it's so unregulated, it's, even if they haven't made a film with you, there's absolutely no agreement, they could take your face, anybody's face, and make it. So that's what they're... That must be a very hard thing to kind of regulate and
That's already deep fakes and all that kind of stuff, that's already happened already, and like there's some pretty dark stuff out there already where you have like very very famous people being put into situations that they have no kind of input in and have nothing to do with it. I don't want to kind of get into that, but the fact of it is that a lot of the agreements and the kind of the contracts, if you like, are kind of boilerplate. They haven't really provided for anything like this because the technology didn't exist even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Do you know what I mean? So now what's happening is that the contract that's been negotiated currently between SAG-AFTRA and the Producers Guild has to include this. Do you know that sort of way? It has to include it. Like, they have standard contracts, basically, that's like, you know, every actor will be paid X amount of money if the TV show or the film is, you know, broadcast on TV. Mm-hmm. But now, because, you know, terrestrial broadcast and has kind of, the audience isn't there anymore, everyone's watching it on streaming and stuff, the contract that's in place between SAG-AFTRA and the Producers Guild doesn't include residuals anymore. They just get an upfront payment the same way that writers do. And that's another part of this that they're striking for as well as the AI stuff. Because again, you know, 10 years ago, streaming wasn't really that much of a thing in the same way that AI and CGI and replacing dead actors and all the rest of it wasn't a thing. So they're striking for for a deal in place for the next 10, 20, 30 years.
Does this need to be a global thing though? Because you're saying it's happening in America, but there's still stuff being made here and in Europe. Yeah. And so does this have to be a blanket global strike in order for it to get anywhere, to move a little quicker?
I would think so, yeah. But I mean, like, the reality of it is that what happens in the US will generally, in broad terms, it will follow here. The knock-on effect will happen, yeah. But I mean, there are some pretty shady and unscrupulous practices that happen on sets and with productions in the UK and in Europe and here. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that if it's happening in, if you like, the hub of the industry, the US, the idea is that those practices will then carry out, or will then be followed, we hope, in the UK, in Ireland, in Europe and so on.
Okay, look, the Emmy nominations have just been released. Yeah. Will award shows like this, will they go ahead if, like, everyone's on strike?
I mean, like, I have a junket this Saturday with Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and I don't think it's going to go ahead. Now, I haven't been told anything different, but I mean, if this strike happens, that means actors cannot, under any circumstances, help promote any film that they're in. Yeah, so that means this lovely, like, you know, the press tour for Barbie and all the rest of it, that is going to come to a grinding halt.
Oh, I was really enjoying those
outfits, too.
Brian.
That's what I'm saying. Me too. Yeah, I'm enjoying it as well. It's, you know, like, I'm loving Ryan Gosling's Kenergy. You know what I mean? He's really getting his full potential.
He is.
But yeah, that's all going to come to a halt. Yeah, potential. Yeah, you like that?
That was very good.
But yeah, that's all going to come to a halt now with this strike. So that means no more press interviews, no more nothing. Like I said, I don't know what happens with interviews that happen outside of the US. Mm. As far as I know, they don't go ahead because, you know, the likes of Cillian Murphy or the likes of Ryan Gosling, they're a SAG-AFTRA member wherever they are.
They are, yeah.
So,
and I don't envisage, if he did go to the premiere of Oppenheimer, I don't see Margot Robbie going down to the red carpet and flinging stuff out and calling him a scab.
No, that's it. I mean, like, that's one thing I will say about SAG-AFTRA and with the WGAs is that they really do buy into the idea of solidarity.
Yeah.
If you're out on strike, I'm on strike. No one passes the picket. They really, really do that. And SAG-AFTRA as well have already briefed all the publicists in the US and told them to prepare. Look, your talent is not going to be available from Friday morning, so plan for
it. It's crazy times. And just for the regular person sitting at home thinking it's not going to affect them, this massive strike, how's it going to affect them?
Well, I mean,
you'll have nothing to watch.
You'll have nothing to watch in a year's time, basically. I mean, like, if this drags on for any more than, say, 5-6 months, that is going to have an appreciable impact on what's going to be, you're going to see. So, I mean, already shows like the Blade film, the Marvel film, Blade, that's been put on the back burner. It's put the kibosh on stuff like Stranger Things, on Billions. And, you know, you're going to see a glut of reality TV because it's cheaper to make. Don't need writers, you don't need actors. And you might even see, God forbid, you might even see YouTube stars being thrown into films now to try to see what happens. That is the level of crap.
It's the beginning of the end.
It's the beginning of the end.
Okay, well, Brian, thanks for that joyous piece.
Yeah, sorry.
About herself. That was lovely. Brian Lloyd is entertainment.am. We'll continue to keep you up to date on what is happening with the Hollywood writer's strike. And if you want to get in touch and let me know your thoughts on this, you can text me 51552. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.